Hello, you're listening to God Is Dead. Hell yeah, my name's Campbell Walker, and soon I will be joined by Bryce Mills. He's not doing the intro with me today because we actually already recorded one and the audio got friggin' fried. Anyway, if you've never listened to this podcast before, the premise is pretty simple. What we do is we take things from the internet that make you say, oh my God, God is dead, and we use them to prove our thesis that yes, in fact, God has left us. Today we're going to be talking about two things. Firstly, choosy beggars, which are a pretty popular thing to cringe at on the internet, and secondly, tweets gone wild. If you want to follow along with all the media, it's at our Instagram, God is Dead, not clickbait. All right, let's friggin' get it. Yeah. God is Dead, case one, choosy beggars. If you've been on the internet, you definitely know choosy beggars. It's a pretty common phenomenon. It's people who are quite literally beggars who are choosy, from the phrase, don't be a choosy beggar.
Yeah, you know, beggars can't be choosers, right? You cannot be in a desperate situation, me being like, hey Cam, if I don't get a commissioned art piece from you, I'll have nothing for my dad's birthday, and I've left it till an hour before.
And somehow that's my fault.
And yeah, and because of that, I'm not going to also pay the rate that you are asking me to. Like, you're being a nice guy by saying, okay, look, you've only got an hour. Well, I can delay my anniversary lunch with my fiance. I just might need to charge you a bit more because of that. Oh, what? What the hell? I thought you could do it for free.
Ha!
Like, et cetera. That's a real basic example, but I feel like there's lots of different categories.
There are. I've wrote down some of the categories this morning. I've put it into people buying stuff like Craigslist and Gumtree or Depop. You've got job applications and anything in the workplace. You've got influencers. So influencers saying, hey, could I have a free meal? I've got 20K and you'll get heaps of exposure. You've got weddings in particular.
That brings out an insane side.
It's an insane sign.
No logic.
Specifically wedding photography. They seem to get it the gnarliest.
Yep.
You've got whataboutism, or just generally saying what about something. So let's say you had given $1,000 to the bushfire appeal and you're
not
like,
good enough.
Not good enough. What about I don't know, Lebanon? What about Yemen? Dating is its whole subsection.
Oh, bro, that's the most juicy to me when someone is like so unaware of like, look, there's no such thing as like objective attractiveness or objective anything, but like, holy shit, people that are like, I want a porn star that's never fucked.
And she's subservient, bro.
And I fucked whoever I wanted for the last 5 years. Like, come on, son. I don't know.
Come on, son. And then the final category, which is where we're going to start, is donations. People asking for donations on the internet. I want to rule out Kickstarters asking for that because that's its entirely own. Because that's its
There's a product.
Whole thing. That's its whole thing. But, you know, like the Kickstarter category, hey, go fund my spiritual journey. And I want to talk specifically about this screenshot from someone's Snap. All right. It says, I need help, please. Okay. I need money. And I thought, what are friends for? Yes, supporting each other. So please send me money. I'm desperate. Any donation above $100 is welcome. So if you're going to give him 50, you're a bad friend.
Oh,
it's already pretty bad.
Yeah.
So at this point, you're like, it's maybe forgivable, but then he doubles down. Uh-huh. Don't even try donating under $100, you broke ass. Don't be cheap. I'm trying to raise $10,000 by the end of the month. Please spread the word. So he's also asking for exposure here.
Reshare this, please.
Reshare this, please.
Well, look, I'm not going to rule out that it could be for an awesome thing, or he has had a really hard life or something.
Yeah. You know, raising money for $10,000. So you're like, okay, well, maybe this is a good cause. Those $10,000 are going to be spent on the following. iPhone 11 Pro Max, 512 gigabytes.
The top line iPhone. Yeah. Is he a filmmaker? Right, I don't know.
Who knows? Shot on iPhone 11. $700 sneaker. We'll post the pic in my next snap, winky face.
Cool.
Yep, thank you. I guess I get something. Is that like a Kickstarter tier kind of thing? Yeah. $250 new AirPods.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, rent and credit card late payments. I'm not surprised that you're late on your credit card payments or that you even have a credit card. Weed and wine. Haven't had any in a long-ass time, and whatever is left will be spent on clothes.
Unless there's a really decorated history to like, holy shit, my life's been so tragic that now I'm trying to just live a little, I find it pretty hard to go like, anything else than this guy has like got God level confidence or God level lack of self awareness.
Just entitlement. Like, this is everything and this is what I get. This is what I get in life. And come on, if you haven't even gotten me anything for Christmas, I'm just like, who the hell gets
who cares about Christmas, bro? Like, yeah. I don't get, like, Christmas is such a, it's
such
a
non holiday.
It's a kid thing to be like, I remember I asked my friend, like, what was the best present she got for her birthday? She was like, I I didn't really think about it like that. I was like, yeah, that's such a kid thing. Like, what was the best present? Like, what presents did you get?
Did you rank
them? She's like 25.
What'd you get? What'd you get? If you haven't even got me anything for Christmas, this guy, this is his final paragraph. Don't even think about donating anything below $500.
Thank you. People find it hard to spend $500 on like something they need. They're like, oh, I don't know, should I buy this?
Should I donate it to this guy so he can get an iPhone 11 Pro Max?
Should I get my car serviced, or should I
save this for when my dog needs to go to the vet?
Wow.
No, this guy needs to pay his rent, not my rent. Good Lord, I could not imagine having this audacity. It's funny because this whole phenomenon shows up a lot in the workplace from both sides. There's this screenshot of jobs, and this is pretty common that people say, hey, we need, you know, this, that, and the third. We need 10 years experience and blah, blah, blah. This one I like. It's got like basically asking for everything, including a bachelor's degree, salary, $11 an hour.
It's American. No doubt.
No doubt.
Beautiful.
Shit keeps going. That's the thing.
If you need someone to work for you, then you can't sit there and need all these qualifications and then... Yeah, okay. Beautiful.
The CEO has asked on Quora, I have two employees that usually leave work at 6 p.m. They're good, but I don't like that their commitment lasts for work hours only. What should I do as a CEO? Pay them for non-work hours.
Yes, or be the CEO and you're the one grinding out of hours, but you don't pay them for that unless you pay them for that.
It happens on the other side from job applications too.
Maybe so they need to do a Walmart chant before they are.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right. Maybe they need a massive logo reveal. So this Megan... Hey, Megan, nice. She is authorized to work in the US of A, as says her resume, which I always reckon is a red flag. If someone uses an overly formal way to say something.
US of A.
US of A.
Oh, I thought this was her trying to be funny, which is also a red flag in a resume. Unless you're good at it. Like, you got to nail it.
You got to nail it. It's such a fine line.
A little off topic, but I did have a resume that came across my eyes of someone that I know that was hiring, and it was like them being like, reasons I'm awesome. I have a resting bitch face, but it's like it's sassy or something. And it was all these strange reasons. Like, why don't you just tell me if you're qualified to use Premiere or like if you know Photoshop instead of like, I'm awesome. Bro, the amount of people that think, and I'm trying to not be a hater, but like I've also been someone that's like seen a behind the scenes of entries into a competition. And it's like, in 25 words or less, why should you and a friend go to Dreamworld? And there's just the amount of people that you can just get out of the list straight away because they go, I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Show, don't tell.
I'm awesome? You sure?
Are you sure?
I can check. Like, anyway, moving on.
Well, Megan, she might have actually benefited from saying I'm awesome. Instead, she's got these four dot points. One says, willing to work 3 to 5 days a week. Capital D in days. That's normal.
Uh-huh.
Very dependable. Should be a given. Must be off by 3:30 every day, and the earliest I'm willing to work is 10 a.m. And then finally, cannot work with mayonnaise. It grosses me out.
I would love a slice of that, though.
You would love
in my life.
What, that lack of self-awareness?
Love that lack of self-awareness just to be able to, oh, God, it would make my life so much easier.
It's crazy how people just, I think it's the worst because people think they're being succinct by putting all these dot points down. Just ends up looking, I've got this one. So here's a really good one. Let's get into the wedding stuff. Searching for a photographer for my wedding. Here are my requirements. Must be willing to do job for free.
Oh, beautiful.
Just upfront about it. Must have at least 8 years of experience.
Oh, what?
Must be at the wedding all the time, no breaks. Ready for the fourth?
Fourth
and the final. Bring your own food and drinks.
Zero perks. And you know what? This is the power of weddings.
It's bananas. I don't know.
Did you ever find yourself slipping into sicko mode when you were planning the wedding that did get postponed eventually because of Rona, but did you ever find you or Fliss just having to go, wait, no, we can't make a dress code of like everyone needs to wear a shade of blue or you're not entering the wedding?
Did we get bridezilla? We got very much bride, let's save some freaking money because weddings are awful, and we got very cynical about that. When I say awful, I mean awfully expensive. So the one that kept coming up for us was like,
How come if you throw a music festival, you can charge tickets? Or if you put on a gig, you can charge tickets? Why can't you charge tickets to your wedding?
You'd be on this podcast if you charge tickets for a wedding, man.
Yeah, straight up. I would 100% be roasted. But we kept being like, but we're doing all the work. Why wouldn't people charge tickets? That's how these things usually work. And obviously we're not going to charge tickets.
Thankless job, though, isn't
but it? But damn, this is precisely why we will be going to the courthouse.
And then you also have to, and the courthouse is a pub, by the way.
Married in the courthouse.
Okay, my bad. I thought you were like, we're just doing it at the fucking pub.
No, I'm talking a registry wedding.
Well,
I'm a romantic.
Beautiful. ooh la la. There's also that thing where you can't, like, yes, you've paid all the money to, you've paid all the money to make this happen, but then people will think you're assholes if you don't say, and please, no gifts as well. Even though that's probably the one way you can get repaid for your effort. It's like, whoa, they're asking for gifts?
Yeah, like my buddy, I think his wedding was like 30 grand or something. And I was like, man, how much did you get back? He's like, dude, like 15K. And I was like, whoa. I mean, he's got fancier friends than me.
Damn.
But yeah, I was like, whoa, that's like a shit business model, but a great wedding model.
Hey, that's all right.
So
okay.
I was kind of inspired. Not that I think purely economically about these decisions.
So this choosy beggar.
Yeah, but I would never not pay people. So yeah, they want the photographer to work the job for free, but still have 8 years of experience. The thing that I think I get vicariously offended by is the fact that it's like literally everything disappears but the photos.
Yeah.
That's the longest lasting asset. Like the wedding dress, are you going to wear that again? If you do, that's a sad affair.
Like, you're standing in the mirror crying.
The food and alcohol, or it's your second wedding or whatever it happens to be. The food and alcohol, that's gone. I mean, by the nature of it.
Yeah.
The people will disperse and be whatever, but the photos are the one thing that seems to outlast, and that's what you're going to cheap out on. Anyway, here's a nice one. So, you know, like those, this is probably my favorite example of a choosy beggar because it roasts another category, which is the vanilla freaking everything's great listicle.
Uh-huh.
You know, the tone of voice where it's like 5 awesome places to travel this summer. Monaco, Greece again, Turkey, and finally, the Eiffel Tower.
Mm.
And you're like, whoa, okay. And it's like, and they'll have these like tone deaf, extremely kind of like wealthy point of view where it's like, working is boring. So why not spice things up by going to Greece for 6 months?
You deserve it. Like,
yeah.
You've done 5 minutes of work. Time for a vacay.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know that we love to scroll Insta and get inspired, but what happens when you want to make it IRL?
Exactly. And it's like it's almost as if none of the negative stuff exists when these blogs write, and I can't understand it because I'm like, what, are we just going to ignore everything?
Money,
it's the same as Twitter. I feel like Twitter doesn't recognize that positive things exist. I'm like, oh man. Anyway, so this is good.
The amount of publications that are talking to like 18 to 30 year olds with no responsibility, with a wealth under them, that, you know, have no cares in the world. It's pretty astounding, like, how they miss the mark when it turns, like, even people that don't live in the inner city. They're like, you know, top places to like get a feed, and it's just all 2 kilometers within each other.
Yeah.
It's always a donut place, and it's anyway.
Yeah, all in Bondi. Yeah,
so. Stuff. Yeah, get a Tupac burger at Bondi. For some reason, they love like the Biggie Smalls burger. It's like a burger joint, and then get the Yeezy Cheesy.
Yeah.
The Lil Yachty is the kids' one.
Yum. So this is like, I guess, tips for how to, you know, save money on your wedding. Tip 5, have a free photographer. A professional photographer can easily cost you around $800 to $3,000. Now, that is a waste of good money. As photographers run their own business, you might want to approach them and strike a bargain. Cover your wedding, and they can use it as a platform to advertise their business. That is a win-win situation. If that does not work out, try to look for a budding photographer in the family or perhaps a friend of yours who is brilliant when it comes to taking photos. Exploit their talents.
Exploit.
This is brutal. It's a win-win situation. Hey, if you're a photographer out there, do you think that would be a win-win situation? Like not getting paid, but it's bizarre. Like
honestly, the amount of people that think, you know, when you're first starting out, you need the resume. You need things to put on your website and your resume, but that goes away pretty quick. Every now and then you'll put some better shit up on there. But like, I'm sorry that
Yeah, I think if you can get paid, you should get paid. Like, yes. If you can find a buyer, if there is someone who deems you valuable enough to give you money, then you should get paid from there on in. Yeah. That's basically how I
believe. Anyway, we love it.
We love it. All right. This one's whatever. Okay, so let's do another frigging category, man. Oh, all right. Describe.
I love how good this podcast is for our mental health.
Yeah. Describe this image.
Okay, we've got a bunch of supplies. We're looking at things like jarred food, toilet paper, wipes, like bread. It says free. It's on a table.
There's some hand sanitizer, toilet paper, yeah, and a lot of stuff. Yeah, so you can date this to this year.
Free. Take what you need. I remember we saw a few things like that pop up around here. Like
it was cool.
Free toilet paper. Yeah, hey, yeah. It's hard out here.
What's the comment underneath?
There's a comment that says there's not even any sugar there. Bro, don't even get me started on the what about people.
Oh, the people. It's like, shit's free, dude.
You're doing
like,
something nice. Sorry, did you forget about this thing?
Oh, my God. Philosophically,
the logic behind this is like,
cannot agree.
Anything you've ever said or done needs to cover every single possible base that exists.
Otherwise, you're a complete hypocrite. And yes. It's like, there's no recognition that even if somebody is just getting into caring, like, let's take this political, because this is where you see it a lot, is political issues. Someone will be like, hey, we need to raise money for bushfire season. And somebody comes back and says, oh, actually, there's a war in Palestine, so shut the fuck up. It's like, yes, there is a war in Palestine. Yeah. However...
One at a time.
Yeah.
Well, Someone else is doing a fundraiser for that. I'm doing a fundraiser for this.
It's also a gateway drug for them caring about all the other issues in the world. And if their first experience of, like, I guess an entry-level political issue is met with negativity, how the hell are you going to get them on your side? It's just people who are morally correct and just so bad at communication. God, it just irks me.
Nuance gang.
All right, here's another one. Taylor Swift spent her Wednesday giving money to fans whose incomes have been affected by coronavirus. Objectively, a nice thing
full
to
stop,
do.
Nice.
Full stop. What's the comment? Honestly, it's selfish as hell to me. Millions of people need that money, not just her fans. You are technically correct. Technically correct.
And that's the skin of your teeth you're hanging on, son. Like,
that's all you've got. Here's another one. Sugar Shack Donuts, some donut shop. If your name starts with the letter J, come get a free house donut today. Hooray. Bryce, can you read out what the comment is?
Listen, definitely a PR move, but 112 comments. Please go back... Please go back and do E. It is really, as in letter E, it is really unfair to those of us who promise a special treat to our kids. My B kid got one and now my E kid is understandably upset. Yes, I could just go buy one, but she has really been looking forward to her special E name donut. Please, for the E parents here, make it fair. Fuck parents.
Honestly. We've said it before, we'll say it again.
What drug do you have to take at the hospital when you have a kid that turns you into a fuckwit? Are you force-fed some shit that I'm not knowing about?
Oh, my God.
Fuck
oh my
parents.
God. Yeah, yeah,
any
yeah.
Any parent. I'm sorry. Fuck you.
Any parent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what you heard. So like, we do make this distinction. I think about this a lot.
These people were like this before kids.
Yeah, these people were like this before kids. So, like, when we say fuck parents, what we mean is fuck these parents. It's like, you know, when you say, oh, fuck, I hate private school boys. You're not talking about guys who went to private school.
Yeah.
You're talking about private school boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Total
difference.
When you say fuck parents, yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Nuance gang. All right.
I saw this stuff hand first at is that the word for it? At fucking when I worked
well,
first hand.
Well, I saw what the cat dragged in Rome wasn't built in a day.
Son, I saw this when I was working in what we might call marketing of kind of like on the street
activations.
Culture, giving out hats, frisbees. Well, hold on, my son. Oh, you know what? Man, I was cold-blooded sometimes with that. I was really cold-blooded. I had to. Well, sorry, my son's, you know, he didn't get the frisbee. Well, he didn't win. He didn't win the game, and I've only got three left. So the amount of kids in this line that want one of those, you might get to the back of the line.
It's like, how are you going to understand your guilt trip isn't going to work on me? I wasn't the one that nutted too early and now has shitty kids.
Exactly.
That's control a new problem. Nut. That's it. Yeah,
put an elastic band around your sack.
Straight up.
It'll
straight
slow
up.
That shit.
Yeah, straight up. Like, just control your nut.
There's creams and shit that'll make you less sensitive.
Oh, man, I love our childless rants. All right. So let's do something a little bit more close to home that we can actually be experts on. But
the way, if you're a parent, we still love you. Keep listening.
Please.
Some of my best friends are parents. Why? I caught an Uber with a person who was a parent last night. Oh, all right. Inhale, Bryce. Exhale. We're going to need this. Listener, do the exact same, because these are our final two pieces. They're both Tinder profiles.
Beautiful.
Jonathan, 31, wearing a fedora and some Oakleys.
Okay.
Looking.
Two worlds collide.
Two worlds collide. Yeah. And he's in a shoe store in his prof. Okay. So, looking for my lovely ever after. Must be blonde or brunette. Be fit and toned. Go to the gym greater than 4 times weekly. Be no more than 5'11 and no less than 5'4 in height. I love when people have a range. It's not like, because I could understand, I mean, it's a cunty thing to do, but like, I could understand if he just had no more than 5'11. It's like anything under it. Nope. You got to be between the goalposts. Swim between the flags, ladies. Be available.
Yeah. And I know how he's probably going like, well, actually, if I've done the measurement for my nasals and my chin, and if I'm going to 69, then it needs to be an optimum. Like, he's trying to scientifically be like, well, it's just better sex life.
Yeah, exactly.
I've measured it.
Oh, my God. Be available at all times. Give good head. Bro, imagine putting that in your friggin' Bible, in your bio. Be able to cook and clean. Devote as much of your time to me as possible. Have a steady income greater than $70,000 per year. Have own apartment that I can crash at occasionally. If you fit these criteria, swipe right. I will not settle for anything less. Also, not interested in BBWs and single mums.
He's probably trying to swipe white too.
Oh my God. Yeah, he is trying to swipe white. No doubt. Man, like, to our female listeners, how attractive is Jonathan right now? God, what a prize pick.
Everyone wants a man that knows what he wants.
Everyone knows that Jonathan is exactly what we want. Honestly, I'll put this up on the Instagram, because if you earn more than $70,000 a year and you're fit, toned, and give good head, and you're able to cook and clean, and you've got as much of your time from that $70,000
as possible
to give to Jonathan. Jesus, who the hell is going to swipe right? Who in their right mind?
It's same with the resume. And here's the thing with love, though. Like, so it's Jonathan's got that resume confidence that Megan had. But, you know, I truly believe that there is someone out there for everyone.
Oh, my God, I don't. Convince me, please.
Well, dude, look around. Like, the amount of assholes that you see that have found a fellow asshole.
Nah, bro, I'm black-pilled.
To be with. Like, I don't know. I just feel like we don't know. Our bubbles aren't big enough to make that call. I truly reckon, man. Like, you look around and there are some people that you go, not a living chance in hell. No absolute way that you're going to end up, you know, with like a partner. And then they roll up to the party and it's just happened. I could be being a bit like, look, okay, if someone's like a monster and like,
yeah, I was going to say, what about the incels?
Needs to be in jail or something, then like, all right, listen. Yeah, but with the incels though, like, oh, fuck. Let's not do this.
Like a couple arguing in public. Let's not bring up here, in front of the listeners. No, we're just trying to talk about choosy beggars.
Nah, you know, like, I will say, though, with just like Jonathan is an unthinkable amount of, like, asshole.
Yep.
To have all these requirements. I do think
he's also like a soft 4.5.
Interesting. I can't see the pick at the moment, so
what do you reckon? Out of 10, Jonathan?
Oh,
Like 6 after Queer Eye.
I don't think he's that unattractive.
All right. Let us know. Rate Jonathan out of 10.
Without the bio, that is. But look, just
yeah,
like,
okay, yeah. If he was like a real cool dude, man, I think just,
yeah, totally. Like, nah, look,
you're right. I'm being harsh.
If Jonathan exists, then the inverse of Jonathan probably out of 9 billion people exists.
So you're talking statistics.
The jigsaw, the other end of the jigsaw. Statistically, bro.
You've watched too much Disney, man.
I don't know. I just think.
I don't know. I know I sound like an incel right now.
We haven't met that many people. Our networks aren't that big.
All right. Well, tell me if there is, and this is the final one. This guy's, his name and eyes have been blacked out. I feel like the blacking out of the eyes is like, it's never really that much of a sensor. Let's just call him, I don't know, what, pick a name.
Jay.
I was thinking Jake. Cool. All right. So Jay, 29, professional at corporation, straight man. Yeah, you heard it here first. Here's what he wrote.
On a Tinder thing.
On a Tinder bio. Fat girls and black girls to the back of the line.
Oh.
If your belly jiggles when you walk, you're disgusting. And nobody wants a fat, lazy, overweight, out of shape, Hershey's fed sweat hog next to them in the bed. If your mouth is gross, bye.
If you don't have a job or if you're a child and play video games all the time, see ya. If you have kids, that's a no-go. If you're a giant and or built like a man, get fucked. Real women only. 5'10", Gemini. That's his pick. Describe it.
Uh-huh. He's got some muscle and he is in military clothing. So he is a serviceman of the Marines or something, of the Army.
Thank you for your service.
Like
thank you.
Jesus.
Or he at least does a bit of cosplay as a man.
Soul and Valor vibes. Look, I mean, we obviously, there's a pretty clear consensus on Jay in this case is a piece of shit. God, no one has the right to speak like that to anyone, let alone as like a way to get a partner. It's like, you're not a prize. You're not a catch, man.
Let's
no
judge
one
it.
Is that much.
Let's judge
God.
It.
Blech.
Final judgment.
If this is your first podcast, this is where we say the evidence before us. We have to make a choice. Is God dead or alive? God is dead is the motto, but Cam, when it comes to these choosy beggars, you've hit us with so many different categories.
Mm.
Are we taking a broad stroke approach to the conclusion? Are we going case by case here?
I guess it's you've got to take the broad stroke right up the front, and that is God is dead because there's just no gratitude.
Right.
There's no gratitude in any of this. There's no, I'm thankful for what I have. And if we're not thankful for what I have, we turn into monsters. And if we turn into monsters, the whole world goes to shit, which is kind of what we're witnessing this year. And it's sad, man. It's sad because there's just such inequality in the world. Oh, God, I'm going to sound like this guy. But, you know, when someone's like, I asked for hollandaise sauce and it came out and it was only a little bit of hollandaise sauce. The poached eggs weren't even runny. And there's like 1 or 2 billion, I don't know the exact number, I'm not smart, but people in the world who are starving, living on less than a dollar a day. It's like, man, maybe don't complain about your holiday sauce. Because that energy could be used for something positive. I know I sound like a freaking hippie. What do you think? Is God dead?
I'm going to say yes. I mean, you can't sit there and not be able to look outside yourself. Like, my God, it's like the dating guys look in the mirror, right? The people that are saying, hey, come and be our photographer for free.
Can I poke a hole
look
here?
Around.
Everybody has blind spots. You and I have blind spots. Listeners, as much as I love you, you've got blind spots too. These people just seem to have bigger blind spots. Is that all it is? Is it just... Is it like an issue of naivety?
It's probably, to be fair, that's definitely a part of it where people just don't, us working in a creative field, understand the nuance of like asking for money and not asking for money and blah, blah, blah.
But that's hard. And obviously you learn by failing.
Yeah.
Fail forward.
There's people that just literally don't recognize photography as a career. They're like, well,
you're pushing a button.
It's a hobby that if you're getting money, sick, but like you're doing this, right? For a hobby. And that's not even malicious, you know? So like the results are bad. The consequences are always going to be pretty, pretty negative, but not all of those examples came from a bad place, I want to say, if we really deeped it. Like,
and so does it, I guess, like the conversations around exposure and unpaid internships, which, as we know, only benefit the rich. The fact that it's getting so much publicity online as a choosy beggar and people are ridiculing it and shaming it means that maybe it won't continue.
Mm.
I mean, you've seen the stats on unpaid internships. They are down with the next generation of workers.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a good thing because that, I mean, promotes sort of like less... what would you call it? Like economic polarization.
Yeah.
Which is like, it'd be a dick to say that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe God's alive because we get to witness this behavior and shame it as much as we don't want to shame shit.
It could be like this. Yeah. The stuff being made public is sort of a way that we build as a society and it getting called out as a bad thing or whatever. Like,
but is the call out too harsh? That's the next question. Yeah. Or am I just like indulging?
It's tough, right? There's the nuance gang, you know, like, fuck, I think I can pretty categorically, I'm pretty happy to say that the dating guys, it's just like, that's sort of a pimple on the ass of the earth that doesn't seem to be disappearing. Like no matter what people, these go dudes get memed every day and there's just still ones that pop back up again and again and again and again and again. So like that, for example, is one that I'm feeling like, God, how long is it going to take until
it's just an unending supply of those dudes?
Maybe in 80 years, we're like, all right, well, we've weeded all that shit out, but have we?
I just
even
don't think we will.
Honestly, yeah.
All right, cool. We've made a call then.
Yeah, honestly, it's there's some deadness that's pretty hard to ignore across these.
God's dead.
God is Dead, case two.
Twitter gone wild.
This has come back into the sort of into the forward freaking scope of the world. Celebrities liking porn on Twitter or retweeting porn, and I sort of want to deep dive this a little bit because I want to kick off with there's a radio presenter in Sydney. So Alan Jones, who was like probably most famous for hosting the 2GB breakfast radio show. It's a radio station in Sydney, and
very conservative. He's a man that's
very conservative. Has been in the media for you know a bunch of you know things, and it's a whole thing.
Shock jock, I believe.
Shock jock is his thing.
When Julia Gillard's dad died, he said your dad died of shame.
For example, yeah, and so he's been told to drop the radio because of his health. So he's still doing some TV, but he's got to quit that. So he's been replaced by who was the guy who was hosting the afternoon show, Ben Fordham, who's a lot younger. I want to say mid-30s, early-40s, mid-40s, somewhere in that 10-year range. And just the other week, he retweeted some porn.
Oh!
Ben Fordham's Twitter account hacked. Apparently,
hacked.
That's the thing. He tweeted out some X-rated contents, Pornhub clips.
What type of porn?
Well, I can't see it here. I can't remember anymore, but I think it was like someone in uniform fucking someone else in uniform. And, you know, people were like, what the hell, what the hell? And I can say with that,
with confidence,
pretty like no one's accidentally retweeting porn. Like that's tough, right? Retweeting is a whole thing. Could have happened. Could have totally happened. But like retweeting porn, if it's a hacker, they would be most likely to retweet. That's like an obvious. It gets out there. It's huge, right? Likes you have to dig into a little bit. So look, maybe it was a hacker, but it's the classic.
It also seems like a go-to hack move.
My girlfriend goes to another school though as well. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, so you got hacked. Right? But you know.
I remember when Steve-O's Instagram got hacked and there was just these three posts in a row that were really racist.
Mm.
And it's like, no one held him to it because everyone's like, obviously you wouldn't post that. And we also like you.
Yeah.
I often wonder with these people if the believability comes from how much the world likes the person.
Well, let's move on because this has happened many times. We'll go back to
Thank goodness.
2017. And Ted Cruz, who was a conservative, he is a conservative Republican politician. He was going for the Republican nomination with Donald Trump at that time.
He's the Zodiac Killer meme, I remember.
Yeah, and he is someone who has been in support of traditional family values. He doesn't believe in pornography. He doesn't want pornography to be. He believes it's a public health crisis that's destroyed millions of lives.
Maybe yours, bro.
he wanted to maintain a ban on sex toys in Texas in 2007, right?
Oh, God. Why do people... It's just footloose.
But then, in Ted Cruz's likes on Twitter, he liked a post from @sexualposts.
Hmm?
And it was a 2-minute clip of some kind of, you know, porn, whatever. And... again, the classic thing is that they come out and say, Mr. Cruz was hacked. What is it? They come out and say, Mr. Cruz was hacked. This is, you know, this is not a thing. Or they'll say, a staffer accidentally did it. But then it keeps going.
Ooh.
So Ted Cruz has done it. But then there's been examples in Australia as well.
Give me the goss, who?
So Chris Pine, the conservative Australian politician, you might remember a couple of years ago we had the plebiscite to make a decision on gay marriage.
Yep.
And the night that was a success, that yes was the vote, at 1:23 a.m, Christopher Pine, his Twitter account, liked a tweet that had pretty explicit like gay porn.
Oh, yes. So yes, he did.
Someone picked it up and... this was, he didn't realize until 6 a.m. So all night people are going, oh, what the hell? And he said, I was hacked overnight. I was asleep at 2 a.m. Someone tried to hack my social media yesterday. Maybe they're making mischief over the plebiscite. But then, why does it keep happening, right?
The thing about that is, if I hacked Christopher Pine, I'd go way harder
just liking a tweet.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? So then it was a MP, Greg Hunt, who is like an Australian politician.
Unfortunate
again.
Name.
And he liked a tweet from an account named BBW Cum Pumpers 69. And it had a question on there that said, which facial queen do you jack off to more? And
bro,
you could choose between two people.
Jesus.
And he liked that tweet.
Did he vote?
He did cast his vote in a very unusual poll.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who he voted for.
Which facial queen he jacked off to more.
But he, you know, Christopher Pine, it happened to him as well. And then again, people are asking, well, hold on. He actually wanted to refer the matter to the Australian Federal Police.
Oh, get out of town.
Because how dare someone do that? But then...
Disgrace my good name.
There's a theory, right, that like, potentially, what if it's because in the Parliament House in Canberra, in the politics bubble, your internet usage is monitored. And if some journalist was like, hey, we want to see internet records about this for this time, someone would see them watching porn on like a classic porn website. But on Twitter, people won't see that you're watching porn on Twitter. So it could be a way to watch porn in the office, but not be like tracked on like a classic like web tracker. Which is say you're on twitter.com and maybe you were on a porn star's account. Maybe it tells you that, but like that's this theory that maybe they're doing it to watch porn in the office. There's like no hardcore proof of this at all.
Damn.
But again, I just wonder, no one's saying that politicians can't watch porn, but when they're like, you know, Ted Cruz saying we should ban porn and then it happens, it's a bit of a lull. And also when you've got these politicians, I guess, sort of just pressing the like button doesn't seem like a pretty hack. Like a hacker could do so much more.
So much more.
So what is the answer?
Final judgment.
Porn, the public eye. What do we think it says? It's a short and sweet case.
Oh, man. I don't like how formal everything is sometimes, you know? And I think God's alive because things like this seem to break down a little bit of that formality. One thing I do appreciate, I guess, about Australian politics is the second that someone becomes prime minister, all their photos with a beard, like the frequency of it goes up. So I like that there's a bit of a demand from the Australian public to be like, yeah, we don't want someone who isn't of the Australian mindset.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like because I'm not so crazy about the gaps that exist when someone has a position of authority versus when somebody doesn't, because that authority only exists in one context. It's like if you're both at a barbecue, you shouldn't be wearing a suit and bossing someone around. You should just be people.
Yeah.
And when I see Christopher Pine watching gay porn, I'm like, he's just a person. And I mean, it's my intuition says that all these politicians are just watching porn, because if I had Ted Cruz's Twitter, I would go hell for leather.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
honestly, I think they've just been caught jerking.
Me too. Caught jerking it. What do you reckon? Do you reckon God's alive or dead? For the record, I'm concluding alive.
I'm going to say alive too, because hopefully like it just, look, anyone that can prove that they're human, it's a good thing. And here's this thing as well.
Mm.
This has accidentally happened to me.
Because you love porn.
No.
Sorry, I just thought that'd be a really...
It's not that reason. But one time, like, because what happens for me, right, is I follow some people who they, like, are in that, like there's a guy who is dating, like, would say a porn star.
Yeah, like, like within the friendship network.
And
he'll
like tweets that have porn in it. And sometimes you're just like, oh, okay, like what the hell? And you click on it because it's just coming to your feed. And then you accidentally hit the freaking like button. And then one time I went into my Twitter and I looked and I was like, oh my fucking God, there's a porn tweet that it's like a video and I've liked it. And I promise you, I wasn't like, even though who cares if I wasn't sitting there like using Twitter to fucking jerk it, but I was just looking around. I'm like, oh, interesting. I didn't know. Because Twitter and porn, it's not like easily accessible.
Mm.
So it's like, this is a whole subculture I didn't know about. Like people kind of, you know, putting these pages up and you don't find them unless they come into your thing. So I'm like, oh, I'll look around, like whatever. And I realized I'd accidentally hit like on one of the posts. And it was like, fuck, it was like some pretty nasty shit too.
Man, if it can happen to a tech-savvy young man, it can definitely happen to a politician.
Dude, that's why I think they're guilty.
Yes, me too.
Like, that's
me
why too. I think, look, it's okay. Like, it's
it's chill, man.
I hit unlike, but the problem is there's no context. That's the God is dead element to it. It's on the internet. If I went to your Google search history, you'd look like a monster.
Yep.
But if I asked you about your Google search history, you could be like, oh, the reason I looked up, like...
I needed to know how to spell porn.
Yeah,
it was
a
spell check.
Or like, you know, the reason I looked up dead dead cat in Google is because, like, there's a song called Dead Cat. Like, it was
a drawing reference.
You know what I mean? And exactly. So that is the one thing I wish, anything that can add more nuance to the discussion about online habits is going to build a better world. So if politicians have to take the fall for that, then damn, that sucks.
Oh man, but they can burn first.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all right. It's some God is shining through.
Hell yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. You already know that was a movie.
Hell yeah. And if you like movies, then we've got one for you. It's this conclusion right here, right now. It's the outro. That's right.
Thank you for listening. It's always a pleasure to come on a Monday. It's a real hot Wednesday. It's a public holiday. We're still here. We don't sleep.
Yes, yes. We run them Mondays.
Honestly.
And if you'd like to run our reviews, be our guest.
Yeah, big thanks to Ollie_Ollie1 saying, big yes, 5 stars. This podcast stops me crying my way to work.
Yay.
And 2 Feet Pretty Sweet saying, yes, very good pod, I enjoy. Honestly, simplicity is beautiful in those two. It's easy, it's direct, and it helps us a ton. We want to get
Ollie
it
stop
out
crying.
There. Helps it Ollie start crying. Stop crying, sorry. If you want to hit the Instagram, go to Zed Not Clickbait. Cam, you're on Struthless69, Struthless.
Bryce, you're Bryce V. Mills, and you know what it is.
Videos are up on the website, on the YouTube. You see some highlights there. You see some wild stuff.
Tell a friggin' friend.
That's the thing.
Honestly, tell a parent, because I think we went way too hard on parents.
See what they think. Get their reaction. Let us know. And if you've never told a friend about it, why not share it with just one for this, because it helps a ton and we actually really appreciate it.
Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.